This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The 2016 Jersey County Fair kicks off this week, and fairgoers are in for something new on Thursday. This morning, we'll be visiting with the treasurer of the fair board, Tom Moore. Tom has been involved with the fair for many years, and he's excited for what they have planned.
Well, we've got a really good fair planned this year. Of course, we really kind of specialize in truck and tractor pulls. We have two big nights of them the following weekend, July 15th and 16th. And this year we got a new sanction. We're going with the Lucas Oil Pro Pulling League on Friday night, and then we'll have our ITPA pull along with some local trucks and tractors. We're going to bring back the local semi class on Saturday night, and then Thursday night we're going to try something we've never tried before. But we've got a KISS. Yes, I said KISS, K-I-S-S, tribute band coming in Thursday night, and we're having a lot of interest in that, and so we're kind of excited to see where it goes. And you know, you always hear you have the same old, so we're trying something new that night.
Well, that sounds like a really fun time. And as far as tickets go for the concert, how can people get tickets?
Well, we're just going to sell them that night at the grandstand. We don't have any advance tickets. We never have in the past for our events, so we thought, you know, we got it where it's, you know, we're going to have plenty of seating with our grandstand and our track, and we're going to be able to stand on the track for Thursday night. So we're really kind of excited about it. Tickets are $10 for adults for the KISS concert, and we're going to let kids in free to the concert. 12 and under, we're going to let them in free. That way, if grandma and grandpa or mother and dad want to train their young person to see what group they liked when they was a kid, it won't cost them anything.
Well, great. Sounds like a fun night for the whole family. And I believe that starts at 7 o'clock on Thursday. And, you know, you mentioned some new events, but you've also got the Old Faithful events, I guess you'd say, with livestock shows and the Queen Pageant. So any things about those that you'd like to share with us?
Oh, sure. And we're going to start out, Monday will be our 4-H livestock shows, and we'll actually start Saturday with our rabbit and poultry shows for 4-H, and then Sunday we get all the larger animals weighed in, and Sunday night we have a master showmanship, which we have the kids really participate in that. We'll usually have 20 young people participate in the master showmanship, junior and senior division, and when the senior winner will represent Jersey County at the state fair. And then, of course, Monday is our large animals 4-H, and then we have concluded that day with our 4-H auction Monday night. Tuesday, we have the renowned parade in Jerseyville, the Jersey County Fair Parade, and it's already full. We've got a waiting list of more entries wanting to get in for the parade, and we have our talent contest, and then Wednesday night will be our queen contest, and we've got five nice young ladies vying for the senior and 15 little ones. So, and we always conclude our fair with the demo derby on Sunday night, and it's always a well turned out event.
Well, definitely sounds like some great things in store for the Jersey County Fair this year. Now, how many years has Jersey County Fair been going on?
This is 148, and so we're already getting plans for our 150th. It was started like in 1869, if I get right, but we, during the World War II, after 1941, we didn't have a fair until 1950, and they got up and going again. So, I've been at it. This is my 29th year as treasurer, and my father served on the board for over 50 years. So the Jersey County Fair is a family event for the Moores. We shorthorn cattle out there and have for, I think this will be 54 years straight for us participating in the fair.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment. And something that we haven't mentioned that's going to be happening at the fair, of course, there will be your carnival rides that you see, you know, at almost every fair throughout the state. So any special pricing or armbands for the kids to ride those rides?
Yeah, we have an armband where you can buy an armband every night. We work with Tinsley Amusements, and this will be his 28th year at the fair, too. And I took over as treasurer. Just so happened that we signed a new contract with Mr. Tinsley out of High Hill, Missouri, and it's really worked out good for both of us. On Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sunday nights, An armband is $20. It'll let you ride all night from 6 to 11. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, armbands are $25 and for unlimited rides. He also has where you can buy, and it's really a good deal, you can buy 22 coupons for $20, which makes it 85 cents a piece. And most rides are 2 to 3 tickets. So it works, you know, that's a good deal, too, if you buy the $20 and get 22 tickets.
Yes, well, definitely sounds like lots of opportunities to bring the family out and enjoy not only the rides but the concert and other activities. Tom, we've touched on quite a few things, but is there anything about the fair that we haven't mentioned yet?
Well, you know, we have our free acts. We got Hambone Express Pig Racing coming in. We also have Can Do the Magician. These are all free shows, part of your gate, you know, once you get in the gate. New this year is we've got, we're going to have a walk around individual that has robots. We're kind of looking forward to that. He's very entertaining. So, you know, we kind of pride ourselves in our free acts and our free entertainment. So when people get on the grounds, there's things for them to see and do.
All right, and there is definitely a lot of work and planning that goes into the Jersey County Fair. So I would guess that you've been working on this throughout the year. It's not just a couple weeks before.
Anymore, it seems like it's a year-round event. I mean, you really get like your good free acts and your shows. You've got to start, you know, we book most of them in the fall. Just as soon as the previous fair gets over, we start looking. And, you know, like our free acts, we had to have them all basically booked in November. Otherwise, they wouldn't be available.
And a lot of volunteers that help you out with planning as well, I would assume.
Oh, yes, Katie. And we have a great volunteer base over here. We've got an excellent board that really works together. And you know, and we've sat down. We have an appreciation dinner in November, kind of our annual meeting. And, you know, we have over 200 people that volunteer during the fair attend that event. So that's what makes county fairs all over the state and Jersey County. We're particularly proud of our volunteerism there.
Well, great. It sounds like you've got another successful Jersey County Fair planned, and that's going to be happening next week, July 10th through the 17th. Tom, any other things that you would like to mention?
Well, you know, our livestock shows, looks like we're going to have really good participation in the beef show and sheep show and all of them. You know, with the premium situation, we had to kind of pare back our the amount we pay our individuals, but everybody's still wanting to come to the fair and participate in the Jersey County Fair, so we're really excited and look forward to seeing everyone out at the fair this week.
Tom Moore, treasurer of the Jersey County Fair Board, and if you're looking for something to do today, the 4-H show starts at 8 a.m., and the 4-H livestock auction is happening at 7 p.m. this evening. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.